Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the Harbor One hotline, I would say in the short history of the show, our far and away biggest and best guest.
Oh, my. No close second. No. And Dante Scarnecchia, five-time Super Bowl-winning offensive line coach with the Patriots. In my opinion, the best assistant coach in the history of the NFL, Dante Scarnecchia. How are you, Dante?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your kind words. It's not true, but thank you.
Dante, early on, you know this time of the year very well. When would you have an idea that a guy you drafted could be ready to go that season, especially with a quarterback? Is there any way you can take performance at a mini camp and extrapolate that and think how that might translate to the field?
You know, I think that when you get the new guys in and you're in these OTAs and, you know, the spring sessions and then ultimately the mini camp, I think what you're really seeing is, you know, just a couple of things. One is, how well the guy takes coaching, you know, how well he listens, how well he really tries to apply what you're trying to get taught. And that's true for techniques, and it's true for the offensive system that you're, you know, that you have put in this spring. You know, does he react appropriately if the linebacker he's supposed to squeeze on, he squeezes on or not? And that, along with, you know, his mental makeup, you know, his mental toughness. Can he take hard coaching? Can he do the things that you want him to get done? You'll never know how well he can do until you get the pads on and get him out there. But I think this, you know, if you spend draft choices on guys like we have there, and I'll speak from an offensive line standpoint, like Wynn and David Andrews and Ted Karras and on and on and on, then, you know, what you thought of them in the evaluation process will be validated as far as intelligence and as far as, you know, the mental toughness and how well they take coaching. But you ain't going to know for sure until you get the pads on and you see what the guy can do.
For lack of a better word, Dante, were you and Bill hard on rookies to gain that information? Like, what is Mac Jones going through right now? Is he getting a lot thrown at him?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, you got them all in one room, and you're teaching the room, and you're not dummying down for the young guys. You're throwing it all at them as much as you can. And really, Ken, what you're doing is, and I always look at it this way. You have the OTA, so you install a big part of your system. You have the mini camp, and you come right back and install the same thing. Then you go to training camp, and you come back and install the same thing that you've done. So you're already doing it three times. And by then, you'll have a pretty good idea who's taking what in and who's able to, you know, get out on the field and make it look the way it's supposed to look.
Dante, you know, you mentioned that the evaluation process and then seeing the guys like Andrews or Karras or, you know, win on the field. How we've been talking a lot on the Greg Hill Show and here as well about the draft approach this year by the organization. As the offensive line coach, how big of an input did you have with Bill when it came to taking certain players?
This year?
No. Over your career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was told, like all coaches, you know, you're given a list of guys to go out and evaluate, or to, you know, to watch on tape and then ultimately go out and work out when you could do that. And so, yeah, I mean, you could, well, I think this, I think what any scout or any coach that's been given a number of guys to evaluate, what you owe the head coach and what you owe the scouting staff is, you know, you owe them the truth. You got to tell them exactly how you feel about the guy. Hey, and I think this, you know, a lot of guys are scared to death of saying, hey, you know what? I really like this guy. I really like this guy. I like his mental makeup. I like the person. I think this is a guy we can rely on. I think this is a guy that when we get out there and, you know, everything's really happening fast, I think he will be fine. But I think that's what you're doing. You know, you're giving your opinion, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what the head coach wants. He wants your opinion on someone. And, you know, in the same vein, you come back from working a guy and say, man, this guy, he can't do it. You know, he's, you know, smart enough. He can't process the information that you're trying to get him to process. So, I mean, all of that comes into play, but I think the truth is key to everything.
We're talking to Dante Scardecchia, longtime Patriots offensive line and assistant head coach here on Ken and Curtis. He's on the Harbor One Hotline. You were there for the start of Bledsoe for Brady. How did those guys handle the early years? When did you look at those two and think, okay, we've got something here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Drew obviously was there a few years ahead of Tom. And, you know, and Drew had such a great reputation and a great skill set. And, you know, and then Tom came in. And I think, that was a classic example of what I just said. Dick Rabine went out there and worked out Tom Brady, and he came back and he gave him a glowing report. You know, much along the lines of what we said, I really like this guy. I want to see this guy on our team. And, you know, and I credit Dick for that. And we end up bringing Tom in. Now, was he ready for prime time? Not quite. You know, there were some things that, you know, that he had to learn, and, you know, look at that college system is a heck of a lot different than the pro system, and especially on the defensive side where they're throwing all this stuff at you. I remember we were playing the Giants in a preseason game, and it might have even been Tom's second year. Oh, my God, they nearly killed him because he never could see the star off the receiver, and here comes this guy, and he hit him in the back of the head. But, you know, that's just part of the process. That's how you grow up in this league.
Dante, I was just, you know, now that you mentioned Tom, you know, it doesn't take me a lot to want to talk about him. So with this past season and the way it transpired, how do you think that hit ownership and the coaching staff and the players here to see Tom immediately leave and win a championship in a new city during a pandemic at the age of 43?
Yeah, I personally, for me, you know, I was so happy for Tom and the success that he had. Now, look at that wasn't painless this year for him. You know, I think at the beginning it was a little rocky. He had some games where he was really good and some games where he wasn't so good. But, you know, played pretty good towards the end, played really good in the playoffs. And, you know, and you saw, I think what we all saw in the last, in the playoffs with Tom is vintage Tom, and still has it, still hasn't, you know, enough of ability. And, you know, this is, he's 43, but he's got a wealth of knowledge and still has a good skill set and played great and won a championship. And I'm really happy for him.
Dante, and also earlier on in this conversation, you mentioned how you would really be throwing things at guys and you don't know if they're going to be a success in the NFL until they get the pads on, and I think that makes perfect sense. Is there anything that you would learn now that would be a red flag even before you hit the field? Meaning, you don't know he's going to be good. Do you know some players aren't going to work at this stage?
I think going back to what we talked about earlier, you know, does a guy have – look, at I value, you know, these things in evaluating offensive linemen. They got to be tough. They got to be smart. Okay, and they got to be athletic enough to play the position. Those are the three things we can't compromise. So if you get out there and you see a guy that just doesn't have it where toughness is concerned, or really doesn't have it where the mental makeup is concerned, then I think it's really going to be hard for a guy doing that, you know. And, you know, at the look, you shouldn't ever bring a guy into the team that you just in terms of a draft choice that doesn't have those qualities that you're looking for. Most of the time we had those guys. Sometimes we were disappointed, but most of the time we weren't.
Well, speaking of Brady, he said this offseason, Dante, that he would have traded two Super Bowl rings for that perfect season. Do you agree? Would you have traded a couple of your five rings to go perfect?
You know, Ken, honest to God, truth, I let that game go a long time ago. And, yes, do I wish we could have won, you know, and gone undefeated and all the rest of that? Yeah, I do. But I just think this, you know, I mean, what happened, happened. And credit the Giants and give them all the credit in the world. But I think, you know, everything you do counts for something. And what I mean by that is that game counted for something. Maybe it made us a little bit tougher and certainly a lot, you know, stronger relative to when we were fortunate enough to go to Super Bowls to work harder and not take things for granted. So, you know, I think to me, I let it go and I take it as a learning, a lesson for me. And I'm not going to lose my mind over it, you know.
I'll do that
I'm
for
just
you.
Not. Okay.
Dante, you know, we were talking earlier in the show this morning about Cam Neely, the president of the Bruins, said this week that he's going to work with Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand about running it back and getting the feel of the room in terms of what players he should bring back or be looking out for. When we were debating whether Bill Belichick would do that, did Bill ever lean on players when it came to shaping the roster, or did you?
I don't know that, and I do know this, that every, you know, we evaluate our roster all the time, especially after we come off of the OTAs and the minicamp. Wow, so what do we think? What do you think about this guy? Where are we going to play him? Where do you see the makeup of this group going, you know? And all that gets discussed, all of it gets talked about ad nauseum, and then we'll do the same thing at the end of, you know, training camp and putting our roster together. And look, it all goes back to that thing that everyone gets crazy about, and that's that, you know, Bill's comment, I'm going to do what's right for the football team. And it's true. Honest to God truth, it's true. You know, the decisions that get made are, in his mind at that time, and really our collective minds, are done for what's best for the football team. Now, I'll add this to it. You know, and I'll give you a quick example. I remember one game we went into, you know, against an opponent, we were going to use a lot of two tight ends, and two wide receivers, and one back, and we had this great plan. And we go out there in the first quarter, we spit the bit. We can't move the ball an inch. And so he says, you know, he makes that decision. You know, what we're doing right now isn't good for the football team, fellas. So we're changing it. I'm not watching this for four quarters. And so my point to you is, okay, he's made decisions. They've made decisions on who's going to do what. And I'll address the elephant in the room. Cam, he said this guy's starting, okay? But that doesn't mean at some point, if it's not in the way that it's supposed to be going, he's going to do what's right for the football team. So I know that, you know, that people don't like it and all the rest of it, but what else do you do? You know, I just don't know. So that's the way they operate. That's the way he does things. I respect it. I was part of it for, you know, 20 years and with him, and I know it'll work. We just got to, you know, see how it all comes about.
Well, speaking of that, Dante, what do you expect training camp to be like from the quarterback battle perspective? Do you think Mac Jones, as a rookie, gets a legit chance to win the job, or will Bill defer to Cam for the first couple weeks at least?
I don't know. I think that, you know, it's the usual deal. I don't even – are they playing three preseason games or two? What are they doing? I don't even know.
Yeah, they're doing three now.
Yep.
Okay. So my guess is that, you know, I'm sure he'll want to see how Cam has progressed, one. Then he's going to turn it over to who's next. Is it going to be Stidham or is it going to be Mac? I don't know. But he's going to come out of those three preseason games with a pretty good idea of how this thing should set up. And, you know, and then to me, that's the greatest part of this whole thing is that, you know, if it is a guy like Mac or Jared, you know, that's going to press Cam, then it's going to be done on the field and at practices where things are happening a hell of a lot faster with a lot more collisions than they've been happening this spring. And, you know, I respect those guys. You know, you know, Jared and Mac, the level of competition they played at and all the rest of it. And we just got to see how it all plays itself out. You know, again, Tom, go back to that. His second year, you know, if Drew doesn't get a punctured lung, he don't play. You know, or arguably, you know, you can make a point for it. So it's just, you never know, man. It's a sprained ankle. It's a knocked down shoulder. And all of a sudden, oh, boy, here we go. Who's next? And that will be earned. It won't be, it just won't be given. It'll be earned. So they got to earn it.
Dante, I have a personal question. So we work with a fellow named Jermaine Wiggins, and you happen to be, you know, tight ends in the O-line are usually pretty close to each other. How do you tune them out and just, like, get the job done? What's the best course, the best advice you would have for me?
Oh, yeah, you just got, every once in a while, you just got to, hey, shut the F up, and let's go. And that usually works because he's a smart guy. You know, okay, all right, coach. Yeah, good. You know, I mean, I love Wick. You know, he's got good opinions on everything. And I have the greatest weapon of everyone because I sit there and I listen to you guys in the morning in my kitchen while I'm getting my grandkids ready to go to school. And if I don't like it, I say, "Hey Alexa, turn it off," and she does, and she does. Well, so, you know, that's, I think what you guys do is great, and the banter back and forth is great, but we're not going to know until all the bullets start flying in training camp and then the preseason.
Well, when Curtis said personal question, I thought a Malcolm Butler question was coming. Do you want to weigh in there for Chris? He asked every guest we have on why Butler didn't play.
I honestly don't know. I will tell you the truth, but I honestly don't know. I didn't hear anything about it prior. I didn't even know he didn't start until we were out there. And, you know, and then I may have been, look, I'm in a tunnel with these guys. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm worried about the line. So I'm not worried about who's starting at corner at all until it gets, you know, post game and all of it comes out. And I'm thinking, damn, what the, I wonder why we didn't do that. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Will you be there October 3rd?
At the stadium?
Yep, for the Brady game.
Hell no, I'm going to watch it here on TV.
Okay.
I'm not going in there and fight that crowd and pay for a ticket. I'm not doing that.
Oh, I thought you could get one for free.
God.
You know, five rings doesn't do as much as it used to.
Get out of here. They're not doing that. Come on.
Well, I thought as well.
I'm going to watch it on TV just like everyone else.
I thought they might honor the 0-1 team as well. You got the 20-year anniversary coming up here, so, well, who knows?
Well, if they do, then I'll run out there and give me a free ticket and go in, but I'm not, not paying to do that.
Well, Dante, I have to say, of all the great things this job has given me, the ability to talk to you on occasion has been at the top of the list, so greatly appreciate you joining us today.
Anytime. You guys do a great job on Saturday mornings. I always enjoy listening to you. Stay healthy, and anytime you need me, give me a holler.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.